Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons, 648 on a cold and snowy night in Lansing. So branding, it's the way companies get you to keep coming back to them in ways that you may not even be aware of. Some do it better than others. And in today's ultra-competitive business world, it can make all the difference between failure and success. One man that knows a lot about it is Jim Signorelli, the co-founder and CEO of ESW Story Lab, a Chicago-based full portfolio marketing firm. You can learn from his over 30 years of advertising management experience by checking out his new book, Story Branding, Creating Standout Brands Through the Power of Story. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. Has it been snowing in Chicago?
Absolutely. And then some. By the way, it's good to be talking to Lansing. It used to be my hometown.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, that's...
Sure. In fact, I was one of your competitors. I started my advertising career at one of the competing radio stations there.
Okay, we certainly won't mention them. So
No.
It seems like everything nowadays is branded. Has the overwhelming amount of marketing that Americans are now exposed to, has it been reducing the brand loyalty that some companies may have enjoyed in the past?
I think brand loyalty is harder to achieve than it has been in the past. Largely because, number one, there's so many brands. Innovation, that has a lot to do with it. But I think, too, and kind of the purpose behind our book is, because brands have not yet, a lot of them have not yet been able to achieve an affinity with their audience. A lot of brands are, talking about benefits and advantages, but those have expiration dates. They're here today, gone tomorrow, and the most successful brands are the ones that have really created a story about themselves or a meaning that they've associated with themselves that in fact resonates and gets them some long-term, buy-in.
So story branding is telling consumers a story as a selling message. Nobody's telling them what to think, feel, or believe. They either identify with the story's message or they don't. It sounds interesting, although how exactly does that work?
Well, first of all, there's a misconception. A lot of people think as soon as we talk about story branding that we're really talking about telling a story. And, that's more of a technique, and that's something we can employ. But what we really try to get at is what the brand is all about. You look at a brand much like the writer looks at writing a story. Brands, we divide them into plots, and they all have obstacles and conflicts, and they have goals, which is the definition of a story, as far as we know, is a character who meets with some obstacle to achieve some goal. So we use that as a model, and we take apart the brand, starting with the character or the brand itself, looking at, its traits, understanding not just what it does, but what it believes in and what it values, what motivates it, what makes it important.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go from there, looking at, what obstacles it has to overcome in order to achieve a relationship with the prospect.
So how would you brand or story brand something like, let's say, Coca-Cola?
Well, first of all, Coca-Cola does a pretty good job. I think the brand is associated with the belief of the value of happiness, maybe, for lack of a better word. And they've consistently, achieved that over time. And it's really what the brand at their core is really all about. And that's what it really has to, that's where it really has to start. It has to start with management, has to start with everybody rallying around a given belief. And marketing is only one function of that belief or one manifestation of that belief. Apple does a great job. They're much really the iconic story brand, if you will. The whole organization is built around, being creative, being different, unique, innovative. And, it finds itself in everything they do, not just their marketing, but, their service.
And how about the fact that Steve Jobs is so closely connected with Apple? Is that a key part of their story branding or not necessarily so?
Well, I think it was. I think he is Apple. and what he embodies what that brand is really all about. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens now that he's not there. You know, he's left quite a legacy and you know, some big shoes to fill, but, the brand's had so much success, I'd be hard-pressed to believe that it's not going to be able to fill them.
And so it's a story brand, though. Do you need to use a TV or radio commercial or a print ad, or is there a more concise way of effectively story branding a product?
Well, when we address the issue of, how to develop the brand story, we're pretty much media agnostic. We don't, sit down and go, we need to do a TV or radio commercial. We look at, what does the brand stand for? And in fact, we don't create that. We find it. We excavate it with management. We go in and use a lot of different techniques to find out what the company is really all about. And once we define that, then we start to construct messages and then we determine where in fact those messages would be best deployed, whether it be in TV, radio, what have you. So it's not really media specific.
Do you think people underestimate how impacted they are by commercials, by branding? I mean, there's certainly many of us that believe that we're not particularly affected to buy or consume a product based on advertising that we see.
Yes. Survey after survey, if you ask people, does advertising influence your behavior? 90% of them will say no. But it does. Brands are in fact like badges. We wear them. In fact, if you're a Harley Davidson owner, you wear them as a tattoo on your arm. They communicate to other people who we are, and they also reinforce beliefs that we have about ourselves. And it may be even on a subconscious level, but they do, brands have meaning. And they communicate meaning to others, and that's one of their biggest appeals.
One last thing. When it comes to reaching consumers, I have to admit, I love my DVR. It's basically allows me to watch no commercials. I'm probably exposed to advertising maybe through print ads occasionally, maybe sidebar ads on websites. But that's really about it. How has the advertising community and industry responded, and how are they going to tackle that issue of people being able to completely avoid advertising?
Well, I don't think advertising will ever be completely avoided. In fact, more people are watching TV than ever. Yes, there is a lot of channel switching and channel skipping or commercial skipping. But if you think about it, there are lots and lots of influences that go beyond what we call the traditional media. The internet's taken a big chunk of the advertising spending out of the industry. And social media is advancing. And, what's happening, too, is the consumer is becoming more of a prosumer, if you will, supporting various brands if the brand is successful, promoting those brands to their friends. And so social media is employed to try to engage consumers to, share, and help to disseminate information about, their experiences with the given brand.
No escaping advertising. Jim Signorelli, co-founder and CEO of ESW Story Lab, a Chicago-based full portfolio marketing firm. Check out his new book, Story Branding, Creating Standout Brands Through the Power of Story. Jim, real quickly, how can listeners get a hold of your book?
Well, they can go to my blog, which is StoryAti, StoryAti.com. And there's information there on how to find the book. It's on Amazon. It's in bookstores. But there's a website that they can link to from the StoryAti blog that'll take them right to a place where they could buy it if they want.
All right, Jim. Thanks again for joining me.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.